Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome back to hour number two of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hope you guys are having a great and fun, safe Memorial Day weekend. Kickoff Friday. That was a lot of words to say. We found Darren again. We lost him at the end of the last segment. I wasn't sure we'd get him back at the top of this one. You okay?
I am now.
Okay. I don't understand. How do these things just like sneak up on you? Like 1 minute you're doing just fine. Like nothing's wrong.
I wouldn't say I was doing just fine.
Then the next minute you're like running out of the room to make the bathroom.
I was gopher holing it. What can I say, man?
That is. I take care of my business before I leave the house.
I normally do.
I hate using public restrooms.
Well, I normally do, but that time it was like, whoop.
I would buy that, but that's not the first time.
Second.
You've done it a few times. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, I gotta go.
I don't know what to tell. Maybe I have Crohn's disease.
Gotta go right now.
Yeah, maybe.
So it is, as I was saying, it is Memorial Day weekend. A lot of you guys have a long weekend. We do too. We will not be here on Monday, so what will be airing in our place, Alex? Do you know?
I think we got what is it, Sports Nation or SB Nation?
Okay,
Zbnation.
Zbnation. Meanwhile, the Rockies are just clobbering the St. Louis Cardinals. It's 10-0 bottom of the eighth. This has been an incredibly, ridiculously long inning. No matter what pitcher St. Louis brings in, the Rockies batters are crushing them. I mean, crushing them. Although that was a nice catch. To finally end the inning, it is 10-0 going into the top of the ninth.
Did they just score 10 runs or did they score 7?
I think they scored like 8. Eight runs.
8? Yeah, so somewhere between 7 and 9.
Yeah, they scored 8 runs that inning.
Oh, see.
So it was, they batted around. Everyone was having fun in that inning.
Beautiful.
So,
I tell you, Rockies, all they do is win, no matter what.
Seems okay. I'm tired of arguing this with you. Your super exuberance is
infectious?
No, I wouldn't say infectious.
Inviting? Delightful?
Reckless? It's reckless. It feels reckless.
Reckless?
It feels reckless. You've bought in.
All the Rockies do is win, no matter what. Hey, buddy, put your hand up in the air.
I'm not putting my hand up in the air. Feels
up,
too early in the season.
And it stays there.
And they stay there.
Up, down, up, down, up, down. And then in the top of the ninth, the Cardinals scored 12 runs and the Rockies lost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're certainly not going to see Holland. I mean, at this point, Holland's got to be getting bored and or rusty because we haven't seen him for a while. He hasn't seen some action for a while.
Well, that's probably good.
I don't know, man. I'm a firm believer in if you're doing well, you don't stop.
I wish I was in the St. Louis. Sometimes I want to be saucy when you go into the like, oh, I thought you couldn't pitch at Coors Field. So 5 hits, shutout. How'd that taste?
Wow.
I probably wouldn't phrase it that way. I might be like,
all uppity to St. Louis. What did they do to you?
Everything.
See, I don't hate. There are very few teams.
I don't hate St. Louis.
In baseball that I dislike. And I don't even dislike the Red Sox. I dislike their fans.
Well, I think that's it. But I do get frustrated by things. Oh, my goodness. You can't pitch at Coors Field and this, that, and the other thing. Seems like you can pitch a Coors Field is all I'm saying.
Well, anybody who says that's an idiot. Because if you've paid any attention to the history of Coors Field, there have been many pitchers who've been able to do just fine. especially visiting pitchers who come in here and dominate the Rockies. So they're not paying attention. And if someone says that, I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm going to like, okay, well, then you're probably going to lose because you've already got the mindset that you can't pitch.
See, that's
here.
What's so frustrating, because that is every single team. That's why, I mean, that's why they keep talking about it. That's why when you hear Drew Goodman harp about it on the games, mm-hmm. it's because he gets it too. Everyone's like, oh my goodness, what's the big difference with the Colorado? I mean, the St. Louis guy today asked Bud Black, what's the big difference? Well, we're pitching better. Well, how are you able to do that here at Coors Field? We're pitching better. I mean, it was just like, listen, what are you, an idiot?
I don't think that's an unreasonable question, considering the Rockies have not had good rotations for like 24 out of the 25 years of their existence.
That's so true, but there are many other variables to that besides altitude.
Sure. But I think it's a valid question. He said, how are you able to do that here at Coors Field? You know, there are a lot of reasons why pitchers struggle here, and only one of them is because of altitude. It's because the outfield is so big. Your outfielders aren't fast enough.
You're allowed to nibble in other ballparks, and you're just not allowed to nibble here. You got to think of the strike zone here at Coors Field as maybe like a half an inch around, or maybe even an inch around, smaller than you would do it somewhere else. You have to make sure that you're throwing strikes.
Because of altitude? You have to throw better strikes because of the altitude. Is that what's happening?
No, you need to throw better strikes because if you walk people, that's where you get into trouble at this ballpark. So if you're not getting the pitches, if you're not getting the strike calls from the umpire, you're not going to be successful here if you're walking a lot of guys. Because a home run can happen at any time. And this is where part of it is pitching at altitude, and part of it is pitching in a big ballpark. You know, if a guy gets a hit, if a guy gets the bat to a ball, he's going to have, I mean, he's more likely than other ballparks, he's going to get a hit, or if he get a home run, but you'd rather have the single home run rather than have five or six guys on base at the time. That's what I was going to say.
I feel like you've got a bit of a victim, why me mentality on this one.
No, I know why. It just gets wearisome having other people talk about it.
Why does it bother you? I don't understand why it bothers you.
Because it's a myth, and it's a myth that needs to be dispelled.
But you're telling me that it's not a myth, that the Rockies pitchers have to pitch better than everybody else
because
here.
They get squeezed. There, I said it. They get squeezed.
So now everyone's against it. Okay,
yes.
Al Davis, thank you for you're making no sense. If you're
that
a pitcher and
sense.
You're not getting the strike calls, I don't care what ballpark you're at, you got to adjust to how you pitch. I don't care if you're at Met Stadium or in Cincinnati or L.A. If you're not getting the strike calls on the edges, no matter where you're at, you got to adjust your pitching.
Okay.
Same thing as Colorado. So that's not an altitude thing. That's a pitcher thing. That's
yes,
a pitcher thing.
But for some reason, and I know the reason, because you can be sure that pitching coaches are telling pitchers to make sure that they get their mechanics down and make sure that they're really, you know, got the everything else, or else the ball's not going to drop as far, this, that, and the other thing. So it's always in their minds. And so that's why, and it didn't help that all the major free agents that came here in the 90s that were pitchers bombed, basically.
Yeah, they were bad. But at least the Rockies
management tried. I mean, the only one that was any good was Bill Swift. Saberhagen was not good. He was a Cy Young winner the year before. Danny Nagel was not good, or 2 years ago, maybe. But Danny Nagel was not good.
Nope.
Daryl Kyle was not good. Hampton was not good.
No. I mean, you're just naming names at this point. We all know the history, but
Pedro Estacio was good.
At least the management tried to go out and spend
money
on pitchers. But then they got grief for it by saying, you're not spending any money on people to bring in and make the team better. Well, they did spend money.
Well, what they realized,
those people didn't work out.
And the other half of it was that pitchers said, we don't want to go there because we'd rather, you know, could get the next contract that's multi-million dollars too, rather than just, you know, blow up here.
I still don't understand why it bothers you so much. They're not talking about you. They're talking about the Rockies. And they're, by and large, wrong. You can pitch in Coors Field. And I still do not believe that every single pitcher that comes in is terrified of Coors Field, because otherwise no other single pitcher would win here.
All right, I guess that makes some sense, I guess.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.
I can show you some good merchandise. I'll pull you and I'll kill you. A Cruella de Vil.